You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Omar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. With me, Sunday night, Liam, I appreciate you doing it. I have got Liam Williams on. How's life, Liam? What's going on?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Just taking over, just at the gym twice every day. Just preparing for what's to come, mate. I don't know exactly what when that is yet, but I know it could be very, very soon.
Yeah, you posted on your Instagram during the week that you are going to have news very soon. So is it now just getting to that point where you're getting into kind of fight mode camp again, Liam? And I'm sure you're buzzing to be back in, get back in the ring and get back into the sport, because obviously you had that bit of time out which you needed. But yeah, time to get this Liam Williams train back on.
Yeah, of course, mate. Obviously, it's been great to have some time off, and obviously my missus had a baby, and you know, we had a little boy and stuff, so that was nice to... It actually worked out quite well, because although it's never really an ideal time to have an operation, you know, surgery, so it's never an ideal time. But if there was, it was this time, to be honest with you, because obviously she had the baby, you know, and I got to spend that quality time with him and stay at home for a little while. So it was as good as it could have got. But, you know, after a couple of weeks, I got a little bit fed up. Not of spending time with them and the baby, by the way, but just got a bit fed up doing nothing and bumming around, you know, and not much routine in my life. So, you know, the shoulders healed up perfect now, and we're ready to rock. There's a couple of things going on behind the scenes, obviously, which I can't really say yet, but there are things going on, and I'm expected to fight very, very soon.
Okay, that's good to hear. When you do get in the ring, obviously, we'll get that catch up.
Yeah, 100%, mate. You can get straight on in. I'll obviously fill you in with the details, but it's going to be sooner, a lot sooner than what I originally had planned. But, you know, I'm fairly fit. My weight is fairly good, so why not get back in, shake off a little bit of rust and set something bigger for end of the year or start of next year?
Definitely. We know, Liam, that you are very motivated and you're hungry for success. You've always been like that, Liam. But obviously having a kid come into your life, does that change things a little bit more? Does that add a little bit more motivation and hunger?
Maybe a little bit. Do you know what? I don't actually think so, Umar. I know that may sound a bit stupid, but as you've just said for yourself, like I've always been one of them fighters that I'm not really driven by anything in particular. It's just myself. I like fighting. I like winning. And there's not really much more to it, obviously. It's nice. It's a bit of extra motivation that, you know, you've got an extra mouth to feed, and you want to make him proud. And, you know, but I've already got so many people that I want to make proud. And I've already got a daughter, which, you know, which I have to provide for anyway. So it's just a case of me wanting it for myself. And I just wanted to, you know, just keep the train going, really. And, you know, obviously be in some massive fights and earn myself a shed load of money along the way, hopefully.
Liam, we know for a while you've been calling for this fight with Chris Eubank Jr. and he's never really bitten back or made any comments. But I don't know if you saw my interview with him during the week. He said that you've been snaking around and that you need to be put under a bridge and that you will get beat up, and he thinks the fight potentially could happen. What do you think of Jr.'s comments?
I just think he's a fucking clown, mate. He just chats shit and he put under a bridge. Have you even heard that saying before? I don't know.
I think he said you're a troll and that obviously trolls live under bridges, so I think that's what his reference was.
Right, okay, I see. Well, he's obviously more clued up than me then, but I've never heard that one before, and I was thinking, what the fuck is he on about? But yeah, whatever, you know, Eubank Jr. is just Eubank Jr. He chats shit, nobody likes him. And he's just that personality, isn't he? And I couldn't think of nothing better than punching his face in.
Are you confident if that fight happens one day, Liam, that you stop him, you knock him out?
100%. I'm 100% confident I beat him. Whether I knock him out, whether I stop him, who knows? You know, in terms of his fitness and his durability, then he is some man, shall we say. He's very fit, he's very durable. He can certainly fight. He can certainly fight, but you know, his boxing skills are questionable. You know, not to say that he's shite, but you know, you've lost to good boxers then. I know I don't always show that I'm a technically gifted fighter, but when I need to and when I have to, then I can actually box very well. So I think anybody with a bit of movement, good movement, and a good solid jab is always going to cause him troubles. And I've certainly got both of them. So who knows? But I definitely think I beat him. And I'm quite positive that fight could potentially happen by the end of the year or start of next year. Fingers crossed.
Well, let's hope so. It's a great clash of styles. It'd be a barnstormer, but. Yeah, you believe a bit of outboxing him, a bit of outfighting him, and that gets you a victory on points against him?
Yeah, you know, obviously, I don't need to prove to anybody, Umar, that I'm tough and I can grind it out a little bit and whatnot. So I proved that. I've been in a couple of hard fights, but, you know, and I've also proved in a few fights, not as many, but, you know, I've proved that I can box a bit as well and use my speed when I need to a little bit. So I believe I can outbox him, and then, you know, when I need to plant my feet and let a couple rip, then I can do that as well. And I will be prepared to mix it up with him. So it's exciting. As you said, it's good clash of styles. Everybody, the amount of people that I get messaging me, even when I don't put anything on social media or, you know, oh, I hope you get a chance to fight them, that dick, that bellend, that other things they call him, Eubank Jr. I'd love to see you punch his face in. The response in terms of the Eubank name that I get is phenomenal, to be honest with you. I think it'd sell a big place out, and it'd certainly get a lot of people tuning in as well. It'd be very exciting.
Most definitely. I think all British fight fans would love to see that. Liam, has there been any other kind of option discussed with your team potentially, Liam, and maybe going back to America one day?
Yeah, 100%. Of course, there is options, but right now, in my mind, that is my only option. That's the fight I want. I'm not interested in looking at any other fight. That fight have obviously been, you know, there's obviously been a bit of talk going around about it, and I'd have to think that you're an idiot to think there's nothing that had been said behind the scenes about that fight. So, so basically in my mind, that's the fight I want next. I'm not really interested in chasing any other fight. I'm not interested in any other offers unless it's bigger. Obviously, but I really want that fight, and I'd love to rearrange his face.
Okay, well, let's hope so that the fight gets made, and we can see a great domestic clash. Liam, appreciate your time this Sunday evening on RFL TV, and hopefully we'll speak soon when you've got some concrete news. All right,
100%, mate. Anytime. Thanks for having me on as well.
No, pleasure. All the best, Liam. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.